Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Thank God we have a last hour. Before we start, because your age is so precious, explore yourself. You know, your time and college time. Your boundary is at as long as your boundary within the commandment of God, you can expose yourself. So find out yourself, who you are, and the nature that God created, you enjoy it too. Don't just dwelling in the PC, you know. That's the whole world you think, you know, just think, stick into your chair, you know, just killing each other, and you killed and you're being killed and you're so sad. And if you kill somebody, so excited. No, not that kind of things. You know, also the music that is a secular music that just, I don't know what the meaning, but nowadays music is so noisy. Don't waste your ear for, you know, such kind of a noisy one. Explore yourself to nature. There's a lot of things. I bought the map in California, the trail. And I mean, you know, the hiking trail, tracking things. But I cannot do it now. But I bought these books because in the future I want to do it. And also the camera. Before I never thought about it, and then when the capturing Instagram, I said, "Wow, there's so many beautiful pictures." I hope one day I want to capture, you know, the beauty out there of you know, life and the nature. So I bought the book that, you know, study the camera now. So I feel like I have so many things to do, but. Sometimes I cannot do it. And also, in your time, it's good to, you can exercise. You have to release your energy. Do not leave energy within you holding it. It's no good. It's really, it doesn't help you. So your life can be balanced. I never saying, you know, you always pray, you always read the Bible. One day you fainted, then 24 hours, then you... Prayer is important, yes. Bible is important. But applying your life, enjoy it. That's important things. So life, you have to be balanced. Because your time, because your energy level is continue coming up, you know. And also, life is different from now on. And also, there is a... that's why, because you're in your age and through the college life, don't dwelling in the well. So... Don't miss, you know, the whole world. It's not just within only in your thought. Just what so far you learn it. There's so much out there. You have to know that. So you have to be balance yourself. Never your life to be, rigid. You know, flexible. Because that's your blessing nowadays. See things, read things, think. Reflects, respond, many things. So best time that now is a Bible is the first you can read. And also there's a good book out there. There's many good books. Because, you know, a few days ago I mentioned that, you know, Helen Keller's See to 3 Days. You know, the other one is, I know this Korean translate, but the good books. There's many kind of essay books. And also, poet. You can enjoy the nature and also the people's writing, a reflection of their life. It's very beautiful. So you can digest. And also science, all kinds of the books that not only dwelling in the storybook, you know, like romance things. That's junk, you know. There's so many books out there, like paper books, you know. They don't waste too much of this kind of books, you know. That's really junk. That's why they only make with the papers. It's otherwise too expensive. So don't read the junk book. I'm talking about a book that it appreciates your life. And also, through the book, you can see the whole world. That's really good. Yeah. So I hope that TJC, our youth, can explore your life, understand the word, and also you find out yourself who you are. So your understanding, your view can be different. And also open toward to the word, open to our life so you can appreciate it. What we find out in Jacob's life, if Jacob, he himself, only dwelling in his mother's, under the mother's hands, don't you think 70 years is enough? Yeah, 70 years is enough. So God actually, you know, this design here, you find out, God actually kicked him out there. Your life within here, limited. So in order to his life to here come back, to his life to be changed to Jacob, to Israel, you need to expose your life here. So you have to experience out there, different people, a different lifestyle. So your ages, what you can see yourself, all things, yeah. But he should not forget about when here, he himself to be alone in the Bethel, how much he commit himself to God, to promise to God. Once he has holding this one, whole life is blessed. Make sense? Hopefully, this picture can help you for your future. And so, we sing him here as a coming home. So we have here a coming home, returning home. Returning home is a precious. Now is a God calling him back. It is a stress because his old brother is in the land. And the 400 people bring to here to coming, you know. I have to face them. So it is kind of very struggling for himself. So it's not, we find out that Jacob's life, it's not in the way here and there. It's not the simple and easy. You know that here is when your uncle's here, when he's just silently coming, you know, coming back to home, uncle actually catching up him, you know. Why you run away from me? Because Jacob's life, run away from here, run away from there. You know, a lot of under the stress, but then God is there. That is the life of Jacob. How about the life of David? Do you think his life was so comfortable all the way? He actually, his life is a lot of struggle until from 17, around 18 to, you know, when he killed Goliath until 30 years old. His life is always run away from the, you know, King Saul trying to kill him. Even though his own son-in-law, but he tried to kill him. But when he become a king in Hebron, do you know who is his general? Do you know? The David general support him to establish the kingdom. Joab. He's the one helping him. At the same time, he's the one bothering him. Entire his life. Do you know that? So David always kind of a really struggle. So remember before he died, he talked to Solomon. Do not let him die peacefully. Do you remember? Because that much suffer from him. Actually, whole entire life, by his supporting, the nation was established that much. But yet, so the life we know, a lot of stress from here and there. Don't be discouraged. But remember, God is with us. Then, this is the blessing. Now we go back to the homecoming. It's not a welcoming coming, but a lot of stress. That's why he's holding God. That's why he wrestled with the man of God. Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32, verse 9 to 11. Any volunteers from brother? Yeah, you first.
Genesis 32, 9. Then Jacob said, O God of my father, Abraham, and God of my father, Isaac, the Lord who said to me, return to your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you. 10. I am not worthy
Can you see how much he struggled here? Can you tell? So verse 7 here says, the jackal was greatly afraid and distressed. This is the way or his way back to home. It's not a welcoming, but with this much stressed. Actually, chapter 32 verse, if you see the chapter 32 verse 1 and 2, there is the man of God and the angel of God showed up, actually. You know. So even Jacob see it. But yet that stress. Verse 6, he knows that. Jacob, you know, his brother Esau bring the 400 coming to him to see him. In verse 6 here. Yeah. So he's such much stress at that time, he prayed to God. So this is what we read in the prayer. Whatever circumstance we are, especially when we are under the stress, it's good that we can pray to God. Even though God is with us, but our prayer is important. He actually demands us to pray that moment. So that in our prayer, we can remind of his covenant. And also we can trust in his word. And we understand his almightiness. So this is a keep on in our prayer. So we can reminding of this so that we can having a confidence in our prayer. So anything happens that there's the helping of God, right away we can say, thank to God. There's a lot of grace, you know. A lot of God's grace we have to remember. What is it in your life? What is the grace of God? So far you think. What is God's grace? Anybody want to share that you received God's grace? You want to share one thing? God's grace. Oh, thank you.
Coming to RHTS.
Coming to RHTS. Coming easily. Oh, where you come from?
Garden Grove.
Yeah, before you come here, you pray to God? You ask God to help you to come to the RHTS? Oh, you didn't pray about that. But anyway, because you know, you come here, at least, I mean, you realize how wonderful it is. Now you understand this grace of God. That is a wonderful way of thanksgiving. Yes.
Mine is my flight. My flight to come here to California left at 6. And I got to the gate at 5:57.
5:57? You made it?
Yeah. And the security line was so long.
Yeah.
And it took like 45 minutes to get to the security. So the entire time I was like praying. I was like, please let me make my flight, because that was like the only flight during the morning. So,
oh, you know what? That's a miracle, because I'm always flying, so I know at that time it's impossible. Usually, they just do not let you in. Actually, that is a miracle. You prayed. Once we pray the little things, we think this is just happened to be, but it is a miracle, because hands of God upon there. Because the one who pray, they know that. But the one who doesn't pray, they do not realize it. You know, when Jesus, when he performed the book of John, when he had the wedding banquet in Cana, chapter 2, is it? I forgot that. At that time, there was no wines, remember? So, system is, you know, the Jesus asked them to put the fill up with the water each jar. How many jars there? 6, and they fill up the top all of them, and then he changed the wine. Somebody knew that, but most of people didn't know, right? Who knew that? Those are servants. Because they are the one who put on the water on the jar. They never put on the wine upon to the jar, so it's the same thing like the wines. They are the one They are the one who put the water on the jars. They knew that it is a miracle of God. Is it? Yes. Also feeding the 5,000. Have you noticed the people just, you know, I eat it. I'm hungry and I eat it. But Jesus never let it happen. Just leave it alone. But Jesus asked his disciple, gather all the leftover. So bring in. Said it turned out to be full of 12 baskets. Remember? That's the grace of God. The one who gathering these leftover, they know that this is a God's miracle. So prayer is the same thing. If you gather this grace of God, if you are the one in the prayer, you gather all the things that you know it is the grace of God. The rest of them do not know that. If you are engaged there, you know, then it is grace of God. So God's grace is upon and it's amazing that way. There's a reason why we talk about it. Sometimes, you know, the film is stopped there. Anyway, so Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32 here, Jacob, he prayed to God. Going back to home, it is God's will. God already talked to him. You know that, right? But he prayed. He still prayed. As God's guidance. As God's protection. So later on, he thanksgiving to God. You know, later on, he went to Shechem. He set the altar. That's the first settling himself. And he set the altar, he thanksgiving to God. Yeah. Because it's a prayer. Thanks to the grace of God. There are a lot of things we can thanksgiving to God. First of your life given from your parents. And also you are the one who come to the Lord, the chosen one here. And you are the one having the, you know, born again Christians. You are the one now do all this receiving the high educations. And you are the one in the pocket more than $10. Don't you think it's a blessing? Anybody here has a pocket less than $10? Raise your hands. Wow, thank God. Thank God. Yeah, your mom doesn't give you, then it's good. Do not rely upon the money, but rely on God then, you know. That's good. I'm just joking to you. But the thing is, once you have actually few dollars, your life is, you know, top how many percent? I forgot, top in the whole world. Not that many people having like $10 in their pocket, actually. Do you know that? Not that many people actually receive the college education, even in United States. Do you know that? Very top few percent, actually. The whole world, who can have a credit card? Only few people, really. Yeah. But we are different. We are such kind of high educations. You are on the way now. And they're also provided. It is really a blessing of God. Because I never ask my children, study hard, but you can... your times of why study, because that becomes your later on your credit later in your life. And also showing your thanksgiving to your parents and to God also. So understand the God's grace. So I say, thank you God, but you don't do anything. That means it's not true. Thank you God. Do you know? So once you say thank to God, then you have to show something. How you can show your thanksgiving. So only not through our mouth, but through our actions. Thanksgiving to God is such a precious. One thing, once after you RHTS, you go back, and hopefully you can say to your mom and dad, hey, I love you, my mom. I love you, my daddy. You say, then there's a, what? Do you say to, I love you? Wow, they're grown up, huh? Wow, it's worth it to sending to RHTS. Next year, definitely I'll send it. One word change your life, you know, change your dimension. Yeah, so hope so that you... because it's not because of my son here, I know, I just demand to. Thanksgiving, I'm just saying, Thanksgiving is a precious. And also when you're a difficult time, you pray to God. The prayer, it's really precious. God always deliver us from all difficulties. Please turn to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 3, it says, chapter 33, verse 3, call to me, I will answer to you. And I say, call to me, I answer to you. And once we pray to God, when our life is in crisis, He will deliver us. He will give us a peace. He lead us into our life to the peace. Our Lord Jesus Christ is His nickname. Do you know His nickname? Isaiah chapter 9 says His nickname. Anybody know His nickname? His nickname, Isaiah chapter 9, is His nickname. Prince of Peace, have you heard about it? King of Peace. If your heart is disturbed, if your life has trouble, come to God. He will supply you the true peace. I will give you my peace. That your life can have truly to be life have a confidence. When your heart doesn't have a peace, then you cannot have a confidence in your life. But once your peace guides your life, then you have a confidence. Remember when Jesus mentioned that Jesus never promised us your life is so comfortable, so easy if you believe in me. Jesus never mentioned that. But He says, I have spoken to you that in me you may have a peace. In the world you have a tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Yeah, Jesus mentioned that. And maybe because life have difficulties, a lot of turmoil. But if you trust in God, God will give us a peace. And five number two is wrestling not in the river Jacob's. Then he had to swimming there. So it's at the Jabba River is better. Wrestling in. Because I didn't. I usually write that I have to send my wife. She fixed the order in a grammar and then send it back. And then I, by this time, it's no time. So, and then just, I really had a hard time, when I was in college. I really have a hard time. Especially the term paper things. Oh, that's so much of stress. It is a miracle I finished. I'm telling you, it is a miracle. And because Cal State, they require the writing proficiency. If you don't pass it, you cannot get a graduate. You got a certificate, but you cannot get a bachelor degree. Even my some of friends, they change it because accounting major have to pass the test. So they change the different major. End up there, some of them cannot even finish. I mean, they finish cannot have the diploma, but the certificate. Then I pass. I say, oh, that's a blessing. I still think that it is a miracle. And that time I was so desperate. I know my English is terrible. So I asked, please let me go through. But it is a grace of God. I still remember it is a blessing of God. Anyway, wrestling before they crossed the Jabba River, he wrestled with them, with the man of God. When Jacob, when he crossed the Jabba River, he sending everything. Remember? With the three ways, he sent everything in front of him. He doesn't dealing with any material in his life at that moment. Remember? He only seeking for the God's blessing and the God's security. So at that time, in his mind, setting is clear. All these materials, that's okay. He even willing to give up everything, sir, but the security of himself. So he asks for the blessing of God. So he wants to be alone. When we asking for the blessing of God, we need this kind of heart. So you have a desire for such kind of a, because it's a state of blessing. Do you know the King Hezekiah? Through the Isaiah says, hey, Prophet Isaiah, go tell him, prepare his death. Remember? What the King Hezekiah did it. He turned around. He prayed. Do you know where is second, there's a one in Isaiah, second king also, second king. This is better. Isaiah chapter 38. Of course, it's a second king, I think around 1918. But this is better. Isaiah chapter 38. 38 verse 1 to 3. Any volunteer from sister? Yeah, go ahead. This time, thank you. This time, King Hezekiah, this desperate. God says, you die, you will die. So he turned around, he prayed to God. So God allowed him for how many years, extra year of his life? Anybody know? Yeah, I say, that means, you know, 15 years. 15 years his life. It doesn't mean that 15 years are blessed in his life, actually, because of the commit sin to because he become proud of, you know, for 15 years, this time actually. But yet, he gained this 15 years of extra year because of prayer. If you desperately needed, especially the blessing of God, sticking to him, you know, pray to God, showing such kind of desire. And, you know, the Jacob, he wrestled with the man of God through the whole night. Genesis chapter 32, you see that. Whole night he wrestled with the man of God. Who's the one who prevailed? And let's look at the Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 33. Oh, the 32, sorry. 32. Verse from 24 to 28. 24 to 28. From sister. Thank you. Thank you. I ask you, using your intellectual mind, do you think Jacob is stronger than the man of God, or man of God is stronger than Jacob? Do you think this playing game is possible? I am the man of God. You come here. We are wrestling with Mia. Do you think you are stronger or the strong or I'm the stronger? Definitely, I'm strong. You know, because I'm God. I'm stronger than you are. I remember when I was little, my father, when he was the youth, he learned the judo. So sometimes my father just come and holding him. Hey, he tried to pull me down. You're too big. And then he's pushing. Because the judo is using your strength to pull you down, actually. That's the judo's technique. If you push me, then I actually push, and he just moved back and then pulled this person to down. That's the judo's techniques. This way I falling, that way I falling. Yeah. Man of God is stronger than Jacob. But who prevailed? Who's the winner? Jacob. Because this one is showing us, God doesn't want us to be winner. God wants us to, if you wrestle with the man of God, he wants to accept your invitation of wrestling. Yet, he doesn't want to prevail you. He expects you to be prevail me so that I can bless you. Do you understand that here the intention of God? God is strong. God is kicking me out and we just say, maybe, we'll go somewhere. Yet, such kind of Almighty God wants to wrestle with us. It is a blessing. Yet, we have to struggle with him until he'll say, now I time to go. But you say, you should not to let him go. You have to still hold him. That is the faith. The moment is important. When you pray for 6 days, 7 days, supposed you receive the blessing, but 6 days after, I give up. Yes, you can give up. 6 days, nothing. I mean, of course it helps you. But because you don't have a seventh day, all the blessing cannot reach up to you. God waiting for the seventh day. So he wants to claim you are winners. But you didn't do that. Then you cannot. Remember Elijah, when it time to be, he was going up to heaven at that time. So Elisha, is it right? Elisha following him. So what do you want? So Elisha say, I want a double portion of yours. If you see me, but you ask me very difficult things. But if you see me, my up to the sky, that you will receive it. So he crossed the Jordan River, and they cut up to the heavens, and then his clothes came down. Remember? He using the clothes, hit the Jordan River to be split. Because he's granted. I mean, he's asking to be granted at the moment. At that time, Elisha doesn't ask, what do you want? Say, I guess I want to follow you. Just give me any kind of blessing if you have anything. It's not that. I want to. So he keep whatever. At that time, you can see the situation, the beginning of the second kingdom. Wherever Elijah goes, Elisha followed. Because I want your blessing. I want your blessing. So he moved here, moved there, he keep on following. Do you know the story? Let's look at that now. Second King chapter from 2, you can see that. Chapter 2, verse 1 is in Second King chapter 2, verse 1. And it came about when the Lord was about to take up Elijah. Something pronounced, it seems the same. So, Elijah. Elijah by the whirlwind to the heaven. Elijah went to Elisha from the Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel. But Elisha said, as the Lord live and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So that he went down to Bethel. You can see they come down together. Verse 4. And Elijah said to him, Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jericho. But he says, as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you alone. I will go with you. And verse 6. Then Elijah said to him, now please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan. And he said, as the Lord lives, as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. So the both of them, because the Elisha stick to Elijah, you can tell. And then the verse 8, Elijah took his mantle and falling it to the strike the water. Then they were divided here. There so that the two of them cross over the dry ground. So far, you know, Elijah, you know, Elisha continued to follow. He experienced, you know, by the power of the garments, and then they see that the river is splitted. So he have this wonderful experience, and then after cross the, this is the moment because he crossed the Jordan River. That is the moment now. Elijah asked him. Now, verse 9. It came about that when they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you. Now, Elijah asked him, what do you want? Before he didn't ask. After crossed the Jordan River, he asked. And then the verse 9, Elijah says, please, let a double portion of your spirit upon to me. That's his request. This is wrestling with the man of God. Same idea here, say. And the verse continue. Verse 9. Now it came about when they had crossed over. Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you. And Elisha said, please. That one's I read it. Why I read it again? First, sorry. And he said, you had asked hard things. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, then it shall be so for you. But if you not, then it shall not be so. But actually, he saw it. At that time, you know, he cut up to heaven. Cut up to heaven, which means his life is gone from this world. Which is, and then after that, you can see the verse 12, 13, 14. He using the mantle of the Elijah, and then strike the same way. The water is spilled out. This is very precious. You know, same a similar situation that the Elisha. Actually, the spirit then wrestled with the man of God. Same thing. Now, before he crossed the Jabbok River, he wrestled with the man of God. This time, do not let him go unless he bless him. So he received the blessing. This blessing is so precious. Yeah, I have to finish, but hope that you can. And then number 3 is Jacob to Israel. This is really precious. His name to be changed to the Israel. Like, this name is Jacob. Is that name from God? I ask you, Abram is a name from God. Abraham is a name from God. Remember, Isaac came from God. Jacob is a name from God. Israel is a name from God. It makes sense? All three of them, they received a name from God. But the Jacob, the name, the Abraham, I mean, named the Jacob, the later on, the Israel, after when his age reached to 91 years old, God gave him a name. When Abraham, he received the name the Abraham. Before his name was Abram, right? Later became Abraham. Not hard, it's okay. It's, you know, 99 years old. When God showed up the next year, this time you will have a son. But now your name changed to Abraham. You became the father of nations. So you and I, we are all, our name is precious. Yeah. Especially, no longer your name belongs to the inner flesh. I hope your name to one, the register in the book of life. It is precious. Remember, your name, don't think that just your name just one of the name in this world. No, your name is registered in the book of life. God calling you by the register, his book of life. Is it true? It is. So your name is precious. I hope that your name is the one that most blessed for in this world. Your name to be the ones to glorify the name of God. And you yourself, as you, by your identity, to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth to be. And God will bless you. Last three is Jacob at the Shechem. One thing I mentioned, that when he moved into the land of Canaan, Jacob's, he's supposed to warn to his children, be careful, this land is not ours yet. So you're supposed to be watch out everything. But one time we know his daughter Dinah just come out to the world. So end up to happen, it turned out to be grief for the rest of his life. Also, he was a lot of killing lying. Shechem is a good thing. Is you offer to God, set the altar. Yet another thing is missing. He doesn't watch over himself, his life with his family. And the seventh one is that Jacob's in the battle. Vow is important. Once you vow to God, no matter what, keep it. You say, suddenly you say, Lord, if my life is something, I'll offer you $1 million. Later you gain the $1,010,000 that you offer. You have to offer $1 million. So $10,000 is yours, okay? Not $10,000, do not exchange it. Because you vow. Once you vow, keep it. If you keep it, then it becomes blessing. If you don't keep it, then it turns out to be back to you as your own curse. So vow, you have to be careful. Do not let just easily vow to God. So sometimes beyond your capacity, do not bow. That's no good. Yes is yes, no is no. Over, then it turns out to be evil. So you have to remember. And also Jacob Jacob's and the Bethel, the 12 sons, we mentioned that. The last one is we still can see that in his last stage, his favoritism. That he only loved Joseph and Benjamin. Why he put the different clothes onto the Joseph? So he had a hard time. It all came from Jacob's mistake. All 12 sons is his own son, right? So later, remember all your sisters. When you have a children, do not give a favoritism. You love each one equally. Each children is precious. In Korea, we have like a son favorite to son. That's no good. Son and daughter is all the same. All the same person, all precious. All precious. So the blessed, the end up to he blessed the 12 sons. God bless you, your life, and so your life to be end up to bless your children, and also your life will be blessed. So remember this 8th picture, it is a mirror for us, benefit to us. Any final questions? So if I haven't finished, thank God. Let's bring silence.